prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival. As always, I like to we come out on the Wednesdays and Fridays with you. Melody will not be joining us the rest of the week. I think she deserved a couple of days off, so I said take it. She can enjoy herself. But today, as usual, we'll be joined by Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. And she has got a topic today that's going to make you feel kind of creepy, I do believe. We'll discuss that in a minute. Before we do that, though, welcome to the program. And the number to call Melody on, as always, is 800-375-4188, and metals are looking good. Gold was up $19.50 to $2,089.20. Silver was up 54 cents to $24.27. Platinum was up $21.31 to $998.31. Palladium, the only one was down, is down 25 to $1,152.72. So the gold and silver prices are going up quite substantially, and gold seems like it's going to hang in above 2,000 for a while. The Dow was up slightly, 40 points to 37,584. NASDAQ was up 4 points to 15,078. S&P was down, well, about even, 4,772. FTSE's up 0.46% to 19,720. DAX was up 0.21% to 16,742. Nikkei was up 1.13% to 33,681. Hang Seng was up 0.174% to 16,624. Oil was down $1.60 to 73.97, which surprises me with what's happening in the Middle East and the way it's heating up over there. I think we'll see oil prices going to rise again real soon. USDX was also down to 100.94. You remember it was 106? Yeah, really. 10-year yield was down 0.092 to 3.794%. So, folks, get the metals now. Gold and silver, get it now. Get it while you can. You're not going to see gold and silver go back down to $35 an ounce. Never again. I don't think even down to the year 2000, it was like $300 an ounce. Now it's over $2,000 an ounce. Now is the time to buy gold and silver. 800-375-4188. And as usual, like I said, we're just joined today by Wendy Wilson, one of my favorite people to listen to when it comes to health. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. How are you today?
I am just as praise a picture. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I got to praise the Lord. The lights are still on, and I'm still above dirt. Yay.
Yay, amen. That's a good thing. If you're walking, talking, and you can't kick on that, can you?
That's right. That's right. Well, I thought we'd talk about this really interesting report I saw in a medical journal, and I'm calling this a step closer to a new life form. Because, Pastor Butcher, DNA is important, In 1953, biologist James Watson and physicist Francis Crick discovered DNA. And it's so important that science is getting closer to manufacturing their own synthetic DNA. So you just imagine the consequences to this as a reality. Could science enhance artificial intelligence with its own special version of DNA? Or could science in this research create a new species? So the avenues this could open can be quite striking and perverse. So we're going to take a look at what the halls of science are cooking up in the lab. This is December 23, 2023 research, Skaggs School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences at the University of California, San Diego. And they announced research on their progress on making the artificial DNA and advancing the possibility of adding letters to the existing genetic alphabet. They also state their research will make unique proteins unknown to man. And remember what I've told you, proteins in the body act like switches to activate or shut down cell function, thereby affecting metabolic function. So in the research, the scientists talk about adding to the DNA code as if they were rewriting a computer program code. It's kind of really creepy. Here is a quote from the University of California. They said, "We have come one step closer to unlocking the potential of synthetic DNA, which could help scientists develop never-before-seen proteins in the lab." They continue, "The expanded DNA code boosts the number of possible nucleotides and corresponding amino acids from 20 to 172. So normally we have 20 nucleotides that correspond with amino acids. They want to jack it up to 172. So our natural human DNA contains four letters in the DNA code, which is, well, four nucleotides. And your nucleotides are biochemical building blocks that make up the DNA strands. Therefore, science intends to create DNA with nine times the nucleotides, which will affect amino acids, which is your gene DNA, and your proteins." Here is a quote from the University of California. They said, "The four nucleotides present that comprise human DNA letters are called adenine, A, it stands for A, that's the, one of the alphabet, thymine, T for thymine, G for guanine, and C for cytosine, and the pairs always form in the same configuration. So you'll always see A-T or C-G, but they're going to add to the letters, Pastor Butch. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what could go wrong with this, right? I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly? Now, Nova Science said changes in the DNA sequence often result in changes in the amino acid sequence as well. DNA encodes the protein. University of California states scientists have long wondered why it's possible to add more letters to this alphabet by creating brand new nucleotides in the lab, but the utility of this innovation depends on whether or not cells can actually recognize and use the artificial nucleotides to make proteins. So this research is stating that the RNA enzymes, your polymerase, that affects protein synthesis did recognize their artificial DNA nucleotides, and it did utilize or transcribe it like it did organic DNA. Now, this research did get published in the December 2023 Journal of Nature Communications. So what's the intent of all this? This is an important question. What science is going to do with this research, I believe at first science will say, well, the work's going to enhance therapies and help eliminate genetic diseases and birth defects. But here's a quote from Dong Wang. He's a professor at the Skid School of Pharmacy on this research. He says, "Considering how diverse life on Earth is with just four nucleotides, the possibilities of what could happen if we can add more is enticing." End of quote. Now, enticing is a strong word. It is temptation to explore possibly the unthinkable. And they explore things that may not actually be undone. So to help man evolve in a way science thinks is best is their intent. And they have no idea what could happen, what the end results will bring. So inventing new life forms is not a stretch for these guys. Science knows that what God created was extremely complex and sound. So why try to recreate it? Well, here's another quote from Dr. Wang. Human DNA is a remarkably effective system for encoding biological information. It is so impressive, it is why serious mistakes in transcription and translation are relatively rare. So it just tells you God got it right the first time. And he goes on to say, we've also learned we may be able to exploit this system by using synthetic base pairs that exhibit the same geometry. Now, here again, exploit is another strong word. Could science intend to manipulate, take advantage, leverage, or abuse the human creation? What could a new species be called with artificial DNA enhancement? Well, how about ASIGs? It's science is calling their creation Artificial Expanded Genetic Information System, or AEGIS for short. And you may wonder how science came up with this description. Well, it's because science has been working on altering DNA for a long time. Originally, synthetic DNA was developed by a chemist and former Harvard professor Stephen Benner, and AEGIS began as a NASA-supported initiative to try to understand how extraterrestrial life could have developed. Professor Benner is now at the University of Florida. So all this started with alien life forms, and this could be the intent of science, to alter human life into an extraterrestrial life form. Think about it.
Wow.
How much time do we have?
Oh, you got another 8 minutes. Go right ahead.
Okay. So some people say, well, it's just the same thing. You know, sort of like GMOs are the same as the original. No, it's not. We know from past experience that science will change an organic form and say it's the same thing as the original. Just because GMO corn looks like and tastes like the original,
my question is, if it's the same as the original, why you want to change it?
Exactly. So we know GMO foods are not like original due to health issues people are having, and the GMOs are patented, which you have to change it significantly to get a patent. So will science attempt to claim the same with a synthetic DNA? Well, let's ask Dr. Wang. He says, we found that the synthetic base pairs from AEGIS form of geometric structure that resembles what Watson and Crick geometry of natural base pairs shows. The DNA can't tell the difference between the synthetic pairs and those found in nature, end of quote. So they're saying it's the same thing. Now, I think it would be enticing, though, for Professor Wang to volunteer to have his own DNA exploited with synthetic DNA. That could possibly happen. Well, yeah, what could possibly happen to Dr. Wang?
I agree.
Will his skin turn gray while his body shrinks and his head and eyes expand, sort of like the gray aliens? Could Wang be the first to become an interterrestrial life form? So what do they want to do with this? Well, studying life on other planets is one thing, but merging what is genetically unnatural with a natural body is alien. So attempting to fool the body to accept an unnatural may provoke an unintended outcome. Science wants to invade the human body in multiple ways and conquering the biological functions until man is an alien life form. So a form that does not have human rights because it's no longer human. A life form that could be made to capitulate maybe with other species. And could the synthetic DNA accomplish such a task as this? Well, if allowed to continue without restrictions, ethics, or a crime against nature, time's going to tell. Science is willing to risk it. Always remember that what scientific medicine, they give you half the information. So an example would be, yeah, we'll get rid of your bacterial infection, but they'll neglect to mention that the treatment's going to weaken your immune system and give you a yeast infection. Or how about, yeah, we're going to kill that cancer cell for you, but it's going to the treatment, the chemo and radiation, is going to cause a mutated form of cancer that will return and harder to overcome. So you get half the truth is still a whole lie, isn't it, Pastor Butch?
That's exactly right, and more dangerous than a lie.
Yeah. Well, let's read some more quotes from Dr. Wang. He's quite revealing. He says, in biology, structure determines function. By conforming to a similar structure as standard base pairs, our synthetic base pairs can slip under the radar and be incorporated into the usual transcription process. He said there could be many other possibilities for new letters in the DNA besides what we're testing here, but we need to do more work to figure out how far we can take it, end of quote. And also, he, this is Dr. Wang again. He says, in addition to expanding the possibilities of our synthetic biology and finding also support of a hypothesis that dates back to the Watson and Crick's original discovery. Now, this is important. He said this hypothesis is called tumor hypothesis. It says the standard four nucleotides can form mismatched pairs due to tantamonerization, or the tendency of nucleotides to oscillate between several structural variants with the same composition. So tantamonerization allows nucleotides to come together in pairs when they aren't usually supposed to. He says, we have observed this, okay? And this phenomenon is thought to be one source of point of mutations or genetic mutations that only impact one base pair in the DNA sequence. So they can create mutated life forms, adding new letters to our DNA alphabet. And they've been warned about it way back from 1953.
Wow.
Right. I'm like, they are totally fools, the foolish people. So before you try the latest fad that science has to offer, investigate carefully, ask questions, get answers. Science could very well be on the path of creating mutated life forms not even imagined by science. I suspect that the latter days the Bible talks about will be hideous, causing silence in heaven the span of half an hour. So science identifies as being wise, but assaulting God's creation is foolishness. So they want to do it under the darkness, under the veil of darkness, and see what they can get away with. And I think scientists would think twice if they were mandated to undergo the treatments they create for others. Now, seek God and his wisdom, and all else is added unto you. And we are encouraged in Scripture to use organic foods, spices, medicinal herbs for our well-being. This is wisdom, and it comes with blessings. And we are empowered by them. God says you can rid toxins, you know, put nutrition in, boost your immune system. And this is all within everybody's power to do with the medicinal plants and the good foods he's provided. So that's wisdom, and that's stuff you can count on, because God spoke it, and when he speaks it, it's settled, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. You know, it's amazing how man keeps still wants to play God. Ever since the garden, man wants to play God.
Yep. And I think it's just going to get increasingly bizarre. Now, do you remember the original Star Wars movie?
Do you remember? I don't know if you remember the original or not.
Luke Skywalker. And
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
That came out in the 70s. Was it 76, I think? Anyway, if you recall, there was this canteen scene, you know, a bar scene, and Luke Skywalker and Harrison Ford walk into this canteen, and they got to meet some sort of lowlife. And if you notice, they have all these mutated life forms standing around the bar, you know, a human body with an animal head, see? And stuff like that. So they're all mutated life forms. I'm thinking scientists are on that path.
I think you're right. And I think with the Nephilim before the flood also had done the same thing to the man's DNA. That's how I believe the things they said that created the, in Greek mythology, the half horse, half man. I think they actually existed. I really do. I think man done it before.
Yeah, I know they've been looking at hieroglyphs in Egypt, and they see, you know, a lot of those images in stone, and now they're speculating whether those were mutated life forms, aliens, or what. You know,
well,
they thought they were just
nothing new on the sun, right?
Right. They just thought it was some sort of mythological being. That it could have been something else, right?
I agree.
Well, it's just evil. That's what it is. Let's just say it. And basically they're treading on God's territory. See, human life is God's inheritance.
I agree. I totally agree.
They are playing with fire here.
Give us a contact number. Run out of time very quickly here.
Oh, sure. Thepowerherbs.com, or call 866-229-3663 for Apothecary Herbs. Request your catalog. They'll be in on the 2nd, and we'll send one out to you.
It won't be until next year.
Right, and our holiday sale is in full swing until the end of the month, so you'll save 25% if you need any herbs, okay?
All right, Wendy Wilson, thanks much. I guess I'll see you next year.
Yep, take care now.
Oh, you have a good one. Bye-bye. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixing and blixing and all his reindeers pulling on.
All righty, folks, we are back. And I guess you know some music has not been changed yet, so maybe Todd's getting a head start on next year. I don't know. But anyway, you're listening to Financial Survival, and this is Pastor Butch Paul. And the number to call Melody is 800-375-4188. And I want to tell you something. Until my grandchildren turn 18, a couple of them aren't quite there yet, every year I gave every one of them a silver eagle for the birthdays. That doesn't sound like a lot, folks. But since I started this, 20-some years ago, the silver dollar has went up substantially. From 10 to, from I think it was 9-something, 10-something. Now they're about $30 a piece or better. And I always thought that was a nice gift. If you want to give a gift to somebody that appreciates it, understands it, a precious metal coin is a nice gift. It really is. They can always keep it for a keepsake or use it in emergency. It's a nice gift. Just think about that, all right? Before getting into anything real serious, I want to start with something I think is, that's not funny, I don't guess, but I just think maybe we need to pass a new law here. I'll tell you why in a minute. Woman busted for beating man with Christmas tree. Police charged that a 20-year-old woman repeatedly beat her boyfriend with a Christmas tree during a pre-dawn skirmish in the Paris, Florida residence on December 24th. According to court ruling, Miracle Rivera, 20, and the victim, 24, engaged in a verbal altercation early Sunday morning in the bedroom of their St. Petersburg home. Cops say the victim separated himself from Rivera and relocated to their living room around 3:40 a.m. on Christmas Eve. Rivera allegedly followed the man into the living room where he was lying on the couch when Rivera picked up a Christmas tree and begin to strike the victim with it repeatedly. The size of the tree is not detailed in a criminal complaint. The tree battering, investigators allege, resulted in a victim sustaining numerous minor scratches over much of his upper body and arms. Rivera was subsequently arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail. She was released from custody at 2:40 p.m. on Christmas Day and has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor count. A judge has ordered Rivera to have no contact with the victim. Now, here's a problem, folks. A new assault weapon has been invented. The only way to handle assault weapons is to outlaw them. That's what we keep being told, right? Assault weapons are dangerous. So this was an assault weapon. The tree was used as an assault weapon, so we need to outlaw Christmas trees. Now, that makes sense to me. If gun control makes sense, that should make sense. An assault weapon is an assault weapon. I don't care if it's a baseball bat or a rolling pin or a Christmas tree. It's an assault weapon. So I just throw that by you. So I think we need to write a legislation asking to please outlaw Christmas trees before somebody gets cut up again with them. Just an idea. Okay. Different topic. Again, not to the financial yet, but I thought this was interesting, a little bit scary. Among pilots, folks, heart rate failure is up 1,000%. Wow. Last week, a friend of mine who just happened to be a pilot for a major airline sent this over to me to share with you. New data from the U.S. Department of Defense indicates a significant increase in heart issues among pilots, with heart failure spiking nearly 1,000% in 2022. Lieutenant Ted Macy, an active duty officer with the U.S. Naval Medical Service Corps, raised concerns about the health risk associated with the COVID-19 shots, including heart-related ailments. The data obtained from the Pentagon Defense Medical Immunology database shows a drastic spikes in various diagnoses for serious medical issues, prompting questions about the potential impact of the COVID-19 vaccine on the health of service members. In addition to a serious cardiovascular issues, the Pentagon saw significant spikes in numerous ailments well beyond their five-year averages, including hypertension up 2,181%, neurological disorders up 1,048%, multiple sclerosis up 680%, Guillain-Barré syndrome up 551%, breast cancer up 487%, female infertility up 472%, pulmonary embolism up 468%, migraines up 452%, ovarian dysfunction up 437%, testicular cancer up 369%, and tachycardia up 302%. Heart-related ailments have soared over the past 5 years, as well as including hypertension, and it goes on through a bunch of increasing through there. The findings have reignited discussions about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine mandate for military personnel. A 1,000% increase in heart failure among pilots in just 1 year is cause for major concern. Why must we continually force service members to take their vaccines when we know they are likely unsafe? I have a family member that's had, I think, at least two, maybe three COVID shots, and she got COVID again last week. It's amazing. I never had COVID, and I haven't taken a vaccine yet. Just thought I'd share this two stories with you. So if we go along with common sense on both of those stories, first, we'd outlaw Christmas trees, and secondly, we'd never take another vaccine as long as you live. That's just thought I'd run that by you, okay? Now, we all know that Donald Trump is, I guess, campaigning for president. He's getting more popular every day, and he's not really doing a lot to plead his case to speak of. But nonetheless, you know, Colorado kicked him off the primary ballot. And, of course, that's going to be contested right to the Supreme Court. Well, Trump staged on Michigan ballot after state Supreme Court ruling. The Michigan Supreme Court on Wednesday ruled that Donald Trump can remain on the state's primary ballot, rejected an attempt to remove the former president under the U.S. Constitution's insurrectionist ban. The decision comes just over 1 week after the Colorado Supreme Court made the bombshell ruling that Trump should be removed from the state's 2024 GOP primary ballot. The challengers have argued that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment disqualifies Trump from holding federal office if they engage in insurrection or rebellion against the Constitution or taking an oath to protect it. Last week, a federal judge in West Virginia summarily rejected a bid to remove Trump from the state's ballot. So we will see, folks. This will ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, which, in my opinion, will overturn Colorado's ruling, and this will go on as normal. We'll see. But interesting how that's all turning out. And this is one guy, seemed like the more they beat him, the more popular he becomes. It is interesting. But I look at the field of the people that are running, I'm not tickled with any of them, to tell you the truth. I really am not, especially Nikki Haley. She seems to be totally a one-world order lady and really, in my mind, has a chance to be a front runner because of her world view on elite running the country. Let's remember, folks, I think in my opinion, leaders are selected, not elected today. The Christmas gift that keeps on taking. 2 days before Christmas in 1923, Woodrow Wilson gave the United States a Christmas gift that keeps taking. On that day, he signed the Federal Reserve Act into law creating the U.S. Central Bank. Since that inauspicious day, the U.S. dollar has lost 96% of its value. It's no surprise that Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act just one day before Christmas Eve. It was perfect timing so the general public wouldn't notice. The stated purpose of the legislation was to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. Wow. The central bank was conceived during a secret meeting at a private club on Jekyll Island, Georgia. According to NPR article, Senator Nelson Aldridge, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, organized the clandestine meeting. He told a handful of New York bankers to go on a given night, one by one, to a train station in New Jersey. There they would find a private rail car hitched to the back of a southbound train. To conceal their identities, Aldridge told the bankers to come dressed as duck hunters and address each other only by first name. The attendees at that meeting hammered out a blueprint to become the Federal Reserve Act. The rest is a history of money devaluation and government growth. Therein lies the Fed's true power. It can print money. When we say the bank prints money, we don't mean it literally runs off of dollar bills in the basement of the Eccles building. Modern money creation is digital. The Fed can simply write a check if its funds don't exist in the account, and poof, new money appears in the account of whoever received the check. The Federal Reserve can't bounce a check. This enables the central bank to expand the money supply at its discretion. And the results, I think, are obvious, folks. Well, the deception that we have been conned into with our eyes wide open, so to speak, right into a system that has broken the American economy, has broken the back of most Americans with taxation and inflation and who knows what else, that sold us down the road to foreign bankers and foreign investments, shipped over jobs, basically the good paying jobs overseas, and turned us into a consumer nation that depends on other nations to feed us, clothe us, and house us. Now that's a fact. You don't have to like it. It's just the way it is. The next article, I think, is very interesting because it says it pretty clear. Everyone loves a generous government until they have to pay for it. Yeah. Not only does everyone love free money from the state, they also love hearing the fantasy repeated endlessly that debts are no problem. Governments, like individuals, can spend liberally with great generosity, or they can be frugal. Everyone receiving government money loves the state's free spending generosity as it's free money to the recipients. But there's no such thing as truly free money. A reality discussed by Niccolo Machiavelli in his classic work on leadership and statecraft. The Prince, published in 1516. In Machiavelli's terminology, leaders could either pursue the positive reputation of being liberal in the spending, not liberal in a political sense, or suffer the negative reputation by being mean, i.e. miserly, tight-fisted, and frugal. Machiavelli pointed out that the spending demanded to maintain the reputation for free spending liberality soon exhausted the funds of the state and required the leader to levy increasingly heavy tax on the citizenry to pay for the state's largesse. Once we examine this necessary consequence of liberal spending, it turns out that the generous government is anything but generous, as it eventually forced to impoverish its people to support its spending. It is a miserly leader than state that is actually generous, for it is a miserly leader, the state, that places a light burden on the earnings and livelihoods of the citizens. You know, I don't know how we can even begin to calculate the taxes we pay, both obvious and hidden. If you ever stop, someday I got to look up the number of taxes that we are required to pay. I mean, there are dozens, maybe hundreds of taxes that we pay a day, don't think anything about, because they're kind of hidden in the system, or we got accustomed to it and it no longer bothers us. That's the situation, I think, in most cases. It no longer bothers us because we got used to it. We become used to the idea of being robbed every day and turned sideways and stolen from and lied to, collateralized, and our futures and our children's futures sold down the road. That's what has happened to America. And the Federal Reserve Act that was, I guess you could say, kind of slid into us in the 1930s. But folks, I'm tell you what, ever since then, we should have been able to see some things going wrong, but we didn't. Because long free money under Roosevelt with the Social Security Act and all the other things that guaranteed us a luxury lifestyle, we've sold our birthright, and we're paying for it now. Japanese corporation trying to buy U.S. steel has manufacturing plants across China. Now, what could go wrong with that picture? Japanese company trying to purchase United States Steel Corporation has manufacturing bases in China. The revelation raises more national security concerns as President Joe Biden has yet to commit to blocking the acquisition. As Breitbart News reported, executives with U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel Corporation announced the nearly $15 billion deal, which would have the iconic American steel giant sold off to the Japanese company. There's something about that just doesn't sit well with me, really, really. The deal was significant as U.S. Steel, based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, played a critical role in the nation's arsenal of democracy during World War II, which ultimately saw the Allied powers defeat the Axis, which included Imperial Japan. A letter sent to Biden's offices from Senators John Fetterman, Bob Casey, and Representative Chris DiCirillo notes that Nippon has facilities in the People's Republic of China, a foreign adversary of the U.S. Indeed, Nippon lists multiple manufacturing bases in China on its site, including in the cities of Suzhou and Wuhan. Elsewhere in Asia, Nippon has plants in Brunei, India, Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Biden economic advisor Lyle Brainard said U.S. Steel's sale to Nippon deserves serious scrutiny from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen chairs. I think so. I don't know. I don't like too much of the politicians mentioned here, especially John Fetterman. I think he's pretty much a lost cause, but he's got a point here. Why do you want to sell the U.S. steel to a country that's, I guess you'd say, trading with the enemy? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Just doesn't make any sense at all, but in today's society, what really does? Or what really makes a lot of sense? Banks shed 60,000 jobs in one of the worst cuts since financial crisis. 60,000 jobs. Global banks eliminated more than 60,000 jobs in 2023, marking one of the heaviest years for cuts since the financial crisis, reversing much of their hiring as they emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic. Investment banks suffered a second consecutive year of plummeting fees as deal-making and public listings dried up, leaving Wall Street trying to protect profit margins by reducing headcount. Elsewhere, the takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS has already resulted at least 13,000 fewer roles at the combined bank, with further big redundancy rounds expected in the year ahead. There's no stability, no investment, no growth in most banks. and there are likely to be more job cuts, said Lee Thacker, owner of financial services, a headhunting firm, Silvermine Partners, adding, there are some very nice gifts being sent to bosses at the moment. 20 of the world's biggest banks cut at least 61,905 jobs in 2023, according to Financial Times. Folks, that is huge. You're going to see it at your banks real soon. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back in this Financial Survival. And again, I urge you, at least call Melody and ask her for advice. You want to buy a thing off her. This lady is kind enough that she will talk to you, take time to share with you her thoughts. She'll teach you, not a financial advisor. She shares from experience, folks. That's better than somebody just got out of college and being a financial advisor. She's learned from experience. At 800-375-4188. An article here that I think is very telling, and we mentioned this in the past, that's going to happen sooner or later. The dollar is going to cease being the world currency. And, folks, if you think inflation has been bad up to now, wait till that happens. Has the dollar struck the BRICS iceberg, B-R-I-C-S? Has the dollar struck the BRICS iceberg? As of this writing, U.S. dollar reserves have fallen by 6.5% as foreign central banks cut ties with the currency. Repeat that. The foreign central banks are cutting ties with the U.S. dollar. The BRICS countries, especially those in the global south, are leading the charge to depart from the decades-long dominance of the American currency. China and Japan's central bank shares show that the most significant rise in central banks, interestingly, the euro was just slightly behind this and losing its share in the world's currency market. If BRICS stops using the U.S. dollar, there will likely be a financial disaster in the United States, with hyperinflation wreaking havoc across all sectors in the U.S. However, losing the dollar as a medium exchange worldwide is not the most significant danger for the American hegemony. Collaboration and stronger tie between the BRICS and emerging nations are essential. Ian Araki, an associate professor in the Faculty of Business and Management Science University of Nairobi, offers, and he goes on and talks about what's coming. But folks, the dollar is no longer going to be the world currency. Oh my, I can't even imagine how we're even going to buy necessary items that we need to live on. I don't know how this is going to work, especially considering that China supplies most of our medicines today. If that's done, what are we going to do to even afford to buy our medicines? These are the things that we need to think about. The American dollar that once was the standard of the world up to 1971 has dropped to nothing worldwide. Gee, that's just something to think about. Now into some war news that I think we're seeing. If you follow the news at all, other than ABC and CBS, if you follow real news, you'll see that the Middle East is expanding its situation. And by the way, also, there's a lot of things happening now in Russia and Ukraine. Iran threatens to close Mediterranean Sea, citing U.S. crimes in Gaza. Repeat that. Iran threatens to close Mediterranean Sea. Now, what could that lead to? Iran threatened Saturday night, that the management of the Mediterranean Sea could be closed if the U.S. and Israel continue crimes in Gaza, state media reported, according to Reuters. The Iranian government has showed support for the militant group Hamas in its war against Israel, while the U.S. has strongly backed Israel, despite growing criticism of the Israeli military war effort. They shall soon await the closure of the Mediterranean Sea, the Strait of Gibraltar, and other waterways. State media TASM quoted Iranian Brigadier General Mohammad Rezi Nadi as saying, Iran has accused the Israeli military and the U.S. as its close ally of committing its war crimes in Gaza. More than 20,000 Palestinians have died in the conflict since early October, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Folks, this could get really big. I mean, to close down the Strait of Gibraltar and the Mediterranean Sea is going to affect a lot of nations, including the U.S. This will definitely lead to more war in Iran for sure. Fears are rising at the widened Middle East war, and U.S. troops are in the firing line. Why are we reporting this? Why is this important? What do we get from the Middle East that we depend on? We shouldn't have to with the supplies we have here in our own country, especially in Alaska, that hasn't even been tapped yet. They hadn't even touched it yet because Biden won't let them. But what is it we need, obviously? It's energy. It's fuel. It's oil. And no matter how much the greenies try to say we need to change it, it ain't going to happen anytime in the near future. If this continues to spread, I promise you that the price of gas and price of oil and fuel, any kind of fuel and energy, is going to skyrocket. If this continues, folks, the next few months you can be paying $4 to $5 a gallon of gas again. Escalating attacks on U.S. troops and commercial shipping and incidents often involving Iran and its proxies are causing new concerns that Israel's war in Gaza could widen into a regional configuration with grave political and economic consequences. With American service personnel increasing in a dangerous firing line and with the U.S. and allied naval assets on high alert after multiple drone attacks, the deteriorating situation is leading to a tense holiday period for the White House. The rising possibility of U.S. combat deaths and the worsening security of a situation from the Indian Ocean to the Red Sea and stretching through Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel represents an unwelcome new foreign crisis as President Joe Biden's re-election year dawns and is becoming a petri dish for a new geopolitical trend. Endless tests of America's will and credibility by its adversaries and their proxies. Warnings by Israel that its war against Hamas and Gaza will last for months, despite U.S. pressure for a ratcheting down of the intensity of the conflict, threatened to heighten the chances war could spin out of control and drag the U.S. further in. And that is no doubt that's what's going to happen. No doubt that's going to happen. India is now involved. India sends three warships to Arabian Sea after another attack on tanker. Middle East now into India. India is getting involved in this conflict between Israel and Gaza. Now you wouldn't think two insignificant little countries would spread war across the world like this. But there's no more polarizing nations than the Muslim nations in Israel, worldwide, period. India is deploying three guided missile destroyers to the Arabian Sea after a drone last week hit an Israeli affiliated merchant vessel off its western coast. MV Kim Pluto was attacked about 200 nautical miles off the coast of the western state of Gujarat, just the latest example of global shipping routes being targeted by terrorist groups eager to choke world trade. A spate of attacks from commercial vessels in the Red Sea by Houthi terrorists who are opposed to Israel's military campaign in Gaza have triggered concerns for the global shipping industry. The latest attack triggered a fire, but it was quickly extinguished by the crew. There were no casualties, as Breitbart News reported. The vessel crew included 21 Indians and a Vietnamese citizen. After the attack, an Indian Coast Guard ship accompanied the MV Kim Pluto safe ship to port in Mumbai on Monday. Considering the recent spat of attacks in the Arabian Sea, Indian Navy has deployed guided missile destroyers, INS Mormigo, INS Kochi, and INS Kotata, in various areas to maintain a deterrent presence, the Navy statement said, announcing the deployment. The Navy added is ready to commence flying a long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft to monitor the situation. India heavily relies on fuel shipments from the Middle East, particularly from Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Any disruption in this route can be problematic for India, India Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said on Monday. He said the Indian Navy has increased its surveillance of the seas. We shall find whoever is responsible for this attack, and strict action will be taken against them. Can anybody see an escalation here that should be concerning for anybody? Can we see that this war is spreading? Folks, India is a huge, huge country. Population is, I think, only second to China. It's huge. And this can mean something far beyond what you and I can even imagine worldwide in the very near future. Some people that I highly respect say this will not spread to a World War III. Some believe it will not happen. That or Ukraine and Russia. And I hope they're right. I pray they're right. But if something doesn't happen pretty soon, it's not going to slow down anytime in the very near future. Russia suffers heavy losses in Ukraine on Christmas Day. Russia lost more than 1,000 soldiers, 22 tanks, and 37 armored personnel vehicles on December 25th, Ukraine military has said, marking the end of a bruising few days for Moscow's armed forces in the war-torn country. Russia lost 1,010 fighters on Christmas Day, the Ukraine military said on Tuesday, bringing Kyiv's tally on Russian personnel losses to 354,960 soldiers. 354,960 soldiers. Moscow also had lost nearly two dozen tanks and tens of armored vehicles on December 25th. It is not possible to independently verify Kyiv's total, and Newsweek has reached out to the Russian Defense Ministry for comment via email. The figures are the latest indicator of all the toll of the toll of nearly 2 years of war has taken on Russia's land-based military, as well as the sea and in the air. Ukraine military has said it dealt heavy blows to Russian ground troops, Air Force, and the Black Sea Naval Fleet based on around the annexed Crimean Peninsula in the past week. On December 24th, Ukrainian fighters shot down two more Russian military aircraft, Ukraine President Zelensky said in his evening address on Monday. In total, five Su aircraft were shot down in the week before Christmas, Ukrainian leader asked. This is really impressive. Well, I don't know what you think about that, folks, but it doesn't sound like it's slowing down a lot. How much is going to be tolerated by Russia? I don't know. I know Americans are losing the desire to support Ukraine. I know some Russians, according to some other news headlines, are getting tired of the war themselves. Putin now serious about negotiating into war. Interesting. I hope it happens. In a fresh weekend report, the New York Times says that President Vladimir Putin is ready to negotiate an end to the nearly 2 years-long special operation in Ukraine at a moment most of the territory, which forms the foreign oblast, remains firmly under Russian military control. However, to some degree, Putin has consistently held open the chance to negotiate. It's just that negotiate in the Kremlin context would be when the base of Crimea and the Donbass being fully recognized as Russian Federation territory. Until recently, the West considered this an impossibility, but U.S. and European officials have more recently quietly admitted Moscow has more or less won. Now, you hear that? The New York Times quoted Putin in the following. Buoyed by Ukraine's failed counteroffensive and flagging Western support, Mr. Putin says the Russian war goals have not changed. Addressing his generals on Tuesday, he boasted that Ukraine was so beleaguered that Russia's invading troops are doing what we want. We won't give up what's ours, he pledged, added dismissively. If they want to negotiate, let them negotiate. But in a recent push of back-channel diplomacy, Mr. Putin has been sending a different message. He's ready to make a deal. We'll see. I hope it happens. I truly do. For the thousands that have already died, the homes have been destroyed, families have been separated, and many killed. I hope it happens. I truly, truly do. I don't know what's going to come out of this. I don't know, but folks, it's not nice. It's not something to think about. Russia threatens to take U.S. military bases in NATO territory as chilling warning issue. See, this is escalating more and more. A prominent Russian broadcaster said American occupation troops should be withdrawn from Europe during a furious rant live on state television. Let that sink in. A top Kremlin propagandist called on the U.S. to hand over its European military bases to Russia in a terrifying warning this week. Vladimir Zolotov, a Russian broadcaster, issued the demand during a recent TV segment. In a clip shared on X by Eastern European media outlet Nexta, Sugarov said Moscow should capture American bases in Germany, Italy, and Portugal. He said, during evening with Vladimir Sugarov, I believe that all American occupation troops should be withdrawn from Europe, and Russian military bases should be located deep from the territory of the Russian Federation. For example, it's perfectly possible to occupy part of the military bases that have been prepared by the Americans in Western Europe. Ramstein could be our base. That's a huge statement, folks. Whether it's to take it serious or not, I have no idea. But the fact they would bring it up, that they think Americans should leave Europe and give those bases to Russia, I wonder what the European Union would think about that. I wonder what that could lead to. What is the point of making this statement in the first place? Why would he make it? Is he trying to put gasoline on the fire? I don't understand. Why would he bring it up if it wasn't something they were thinking about? I mean, why would he boast on something like this when they know it's not going to happen? These are thoughts, folks, we need to think about. And when you're doing that, think about the unrest and the chaos that's going to be in our lives in this country. Already happening, but folks, it's going to get a lot worse. I pray in the name of God that I'm totally wrong on this, but I don't think so. Protect yourself, folks. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. Do that right away. I'll be back with you Friday. I'm sure Dave will be here tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.